Art Chansky's Sports Notebook on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Is Lance Armstrong just fed up or really found guilty? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. Lance Armstrong's lifetime ban from the doping-dominated sport of cycling has created reactions from all sides, including a groundswell of support at his Livestrong Foundation. Armstrong said he won't fight the ruling from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, but also contends the USADA is out of its jurisdiction with the ban, claiming the International Cycling Union is the only group that can get a cycler out of his saddle. It's a moot point for Armstrong, who was finally aged out of competitive racing, and it's not dissimilar to a football team having to vacate victories. They still won those games on the field, and Armstrong still won 7 Tours de France, only he won't have the hardware to hang in his trophy case. I say don't give it back, Lance. Let the USADA dopes come get it. It's hard to tell where the truth lies in this matter, since illegal drugs has been a part of international cycling for years. The sport is almost synonymous with doping, much like baseball was during the steroid era that apparently has not quite ended yet. Still, it's strange that Armstrong will not defend his honor. Perhaps he's tired of the fight, and like he says, wants to spend more time with his family and working for his foundation, which receives 1,700 donations for $174,000. Since the ban was announced. Or perhaps he knows he's guilty to some extent, given that so many other riders have used something during their careers. Armstrong claims the USADA smoked out more dirt on him by making sweetheart deals with other dopers for immunity from their own penalties. Armstrong is unique in the sense that he is followed by millions of people for his successful fight against testicular cancer, which was advanced when diagnosed. He has been an inspiration to thousands suffering from cancer and other diseases, and in the public's eye, he is still very much a hero. So the medals go back, but there is no taking away his victories in an already tainted sport. That might be the lesser of two evils than going back to court. This is Art Chansky. See ya.